Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, and even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
There you go. Uncle Joe moving kind of slow at the junction.
All right, I say we give it to him. He told us, no, he told us his own name, which he never does.
if you walked up to me and said that whatever the actor's name was died, I wouldn't know who it was. But if you said Sam Drucker, I would know who that was.
Right.
So
And Sam Big Fatty has called in several times to our show and mentioned Sam Drucker before.
Right. And now
he's dead.
So Fatty will never call us again and talk about.
Maybe not, maybe not, maybe not.
And that's Uncle Joe, he's a-moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Uncle Joe moving kind of slow at the junction.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1610 of the BFO for Thursday, the 27th of March, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're going to talk about fountain pens and ammonia, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Stuck Records. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'm just going to make a prediction. I am going to make a prediction that the theme to Petticoat Junction is going to be stuck in your head today like a stuck record. Beep, Fatty, just over and over. Just repeat, just like you and your lunch. But anyway, so y'all hum along with that Petticoat Junction music as you're thinking about it all day long. You know, because remember, Uncle Joe, he's moving kind of slow at the junction. Big Fatty, you're kind of fat at the junction. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, you know, it's on hump day. Big Fatty loves to head on over to the Vons East and do a little grocery shopping. Y'all, they didn't have a whole lot that I was looking for this week, and so I didn't spend a whole lot. And conversely, I didn't save a whole lot either. But y'all, you know, I got me another one of those bagged solids, the barbecue ranch solid. Y'all, wasn't even on sale, but y'all, I've just been craving it. And you know, when big cravy. Is that anything like big gravy? No. Anyway, I was craving that, so I got that. Y'all, the strawberries were back to 2 pints or 2 quarts for $5, so I didn't get any strawberries this week. But y'all, instead, I got me some bananas. I hadn't had bananas in a while, and you know, they look good today. Got me some navel oranges, y'all. About eating myself out of house and home when it comes of when it comes to grits, and so y'all, I got me a bag of that, and y'all, I didn't realize how cheap grits were. Y'all, they were only about $1.19. No, I'm sorry, $1.99 for a 2-pound bag of those. they had some. I hadn't had Brussels sprouts in a while, and they had some nice looking ones at the Vons East this week. So I picked me up. I think I got about 10 of them, and I put them in the bag, and I'll cook them with some onions and Bafarin. I got me some country ham. Big Fatty, is that spelled C? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T, and country ham. But y'all, I did hear from the gay country boy, and y'all, he was he had 3 hours of BFO to listen to. Big Fatty, the poor thing. Y'all, and they had a new brand of the stuffed chicken bazooms with the codon blue. So y'all, they was buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I needed more egg whites. They had those on sale. I got me a loaf of the Ezekiel bread. Y'all, I usually just get the regular Ezekiel bread. Somebody asked me what kind I got, but I usually get just the regular kind. But y'all, I had to get the low sodium this week. That's all they had. And y'all, then I got, of course, my chicken bazooms that I had for my lunch. Y'all, I spent $40.95. But I only saved $7.38. Big Freddy, you can just give me that $7.38 if you don't need it. Y'all, as I oftentimes do, I went by the P.O. Box after going to the Von's East, and y'all, that was there. Y'all don't have any idea who it's from. It's a lovely blue card, and the postmark is Dakota Central. And y'all, I don't have any idea who that could be from, but we'll open it up and see who it's from and see what it has to say here. Baby, it's like a robin egg blue. Let's just see here. Y'all on the front. Oh, it's a pretty little pot of flowers. And it says, I hope you're feeling better. Big Fatty, I didn't know you weren't feeling well. I didn't either. And it says, and will soon be well to stay. Hot K Bacon. Big Fatty, Miss Bacon knew you were sick. Why didn't you tell me? It says, fart and pooed. Big Fatty, I still don't like pooed. These are most definitely wishes for everyone suffering the spring bugs or the changing season gob. Crud is the word. Gob? Oh, crud is the word. But does that happen to you?
Yes, Big Freddy, you've been coughing up a loogie every morning.
It's lovely. I am pretty healthy other than the dead thyroid. Oh, mercy, my family hates me talking about my dead thyroid. Oh, this is not about me.
Big Freddy, no, that's that mocking air. That's the all about me.
And, well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better having received that already.
Big Freddy, I feel better too.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all got a couple of things here I want to talk to you about. Y'all, I got a lot of response, and a lot is relative, but y'all, I got some nice comments about the talk about the fountain pen. And the laughing Buddha up there in the St. Paul, Minnesota, y'all, he writes every day with a fountain pen. And y'all, I had forgotten with the fountain pens, there was also a version of it where you put the ink cartridges in. It came little packet things, and you would twist it, and it would puncture into the ink, the plastic ink cartridge. And y'all, inevitably, Big Fatty got the ink all over himself. So,
Big Fatty, you look like you had some sort of warts or something. Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
The Fey driver. Oh, y'all, by the way, we heard today that the Fey driver will indeed be coming to the Pride 48. And he's only coming for one reason, and that's so he can pick Toppy Smelly up at the Aeropuerto, which, of course, we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. But for the rest of us, he won't be.
Big Fatty, you're gonna get in trouble.
The Faye driver had a favorite fountain pen as well, and y'all, it made me start thinking that my father had a lucky pen or a favorite pen that he would sign important documents with or something like that, and he kept it in the safety deposit box. It was a special pen, and he may have gotten that from my grandfather or something like that. I don't remember, but you know, it's and but the Laughing Buddha says that they still make fountain pens now.
nowadays, and there you have it, Big Fatty. That's lovely. Y'all also on the topic of things that you can't get anymore. You know, I talked about the Mercurochrome, and my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob from down there in the future, he said I went to get some cleaning supplies, and I went to buy ammonia, and it's no longer available. You can't buy it down here in the future. And he says, the terrorists have won, Big Fatty. Straight Bob, when I was at the Von's East today, I specifically went by to see if we had the ammonia still at the Von's East, and they did have it. So it must be something that's coming our way. It's since you're in the future, I'm sure, in the near future, we will have lost the ability to buy the what do you call that? The ammonia, Big Fatty. Y'all, and that stuff would burn your nose and all too. Y'all, I took the Ford Escape to the dealership to have my oil changed, and I know the Faye driver is probably he's had to pull over to the side of the road. Y'all, by the way, evidently I said Tesla instead of Telsa or whatever for that car brand. Y'all, I don't know what it is, but anyway, several people commented that Big Freddy, you fucked it up. Well, Big Freddy, you always fuck it up. But anyway, I like to get the car serviced, you know, while I'm still under the warranty. Y'all, I've only got about a year left on the warranty. I've only hit, you know, it's 3 years of 36,000 miles. Y'all, I've only hit 17,000 miles on the Ford Escape. But I wanted to get the oil changed and the tires rotated, and I wanted new wiper blades, and they were just going to give it the once over. And so, y'all, they did that. I'm happy to report that the battery was okay. My multi-joints were okay. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. The brakes and the tires were okay. They did indeed change the oil and put in a new oil filter. And they rotated the tires for me. Check the pressure on those and everything. Big Freddy, that's lovely. Y'all, they call that the works package, Big Freddy. Y'all, they gave me a little checklist here where they had checked everything. Y'all, though, the one thing that wasn't on the list that I left for them was the engine air filter. They said it needed to be changed, that it was kind of dirty, so I had them go ahead and do that also. Y'all, they said that the state of the health of the battery was at 100%, which is just lovely. And they checked the tire, what do you call that? The tread depth and the brake lining depth, and y'all, it was all just A-okay. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. So the Ford Escape is ready to go down to the G'days and to the Florida. Y'all, in fact, I got an interesting e-letter from Eric out there in the Bakersfield, California. He goes, ready. When is the, what are the dates of the G'days? So, y'all, I don't know if that means that Eric is going to fly in from the California also. It'd be lovely. Just lovely to see him. Y'all, that Drusilla Blomey, you know, he was the number two fan of the BFO for 2013. He's going to be down there. Stevie B and Denny and Denny's sister, and I don't know how many others with that group, and Digga and T Wiggles from the Chicago's. Y'all, they're going to be staying at the Contemporary Motel. Don't know if Guru Nudie is going to be coming in or not, and you know, old Veda will be there. So anyway, y'all, if you're interested in coming, just yes, Big Freddy, we know. Y'all, I'm going to read this last thing here from my mother, because, you know, I haven't read enough for that Hat M yet. Big Freddy, he's the number one fan. You got to keep him happy. Y'all, this is this is what things were like statistics.
from the year 1910. Y'all, can you guess what the average life expectancy for men was? It was 47.
Big fatty, you've been dead for 10 years.
It's true. Y'all, I can't believe that. And y'all, it's probably 80 now or 8. You know, I don't know exactly what it is, but you know it's gone up at least 30 years. Fuel for cars was only sold. Can you guess where it was sold, y'all? It was sold at drugstores. Would you like to guess how many, what percent of homes had a bathtub in 1910?
Big fatty, I don't know.
They used to just bathe in the river, didn't they? Yes, y'all, it was 14%. How many, what percent of homes had a telephone? Y'all, it was only 8%. Oh, Sarah over there in Pixley, you'd have to get in touch with her over at Sam Drucker's store. Y'all, would you like to guess how many cars there were in 1910? Y'all, remember, this is only 100 years ago. There were only 8,000 cars and only 144 miles of paved roads.
Big fatty. Was the 101 where they do those spin outs? Was that one?
No, I don't think so. The tallest structure. The maximum speed limit in most cities was 10 miles an hour. Tallest structure in the world was the Eiffel Tower. Average U.S. wage in 1910. Was 22 cents an hour.
Big fatty. It's gone up to what, 25 cents?
And the average worker made between $200 and $400 a year. A competent accountant, maybe the Faye driver can use this as one of his jokes. A competent accountant could expect to earn $2,000 a year. A dentist, maybe that Michael in Stuttgart makes this much now, $2,500 a year. And a veterinarian between $1,500 and $4,000 a year. A mechanical engineer made $5,000 a year. And more than 95% of all births took place in the home. 90% of all doctors had no college education. Instead, they attended so-called medical schools, many of which were condemned in the press and the government as substandards. Sugar was 4 cents a pound. Eggs were 14 cents a dozen. Coffee, 15 cents a pound. Most women only washed their hair once a month, and they used borax or egg yolks for shampoo. There was no such thing as the underarm deodorant or toothpaste. Northern Mexico, Canada, passed a law that prohibited poor people from entering their country. The five leading causes of death were pneumonia and influenza, tuberculosis.
Big Fatty, don't you have that?
Diarrhea, Granny's got that. Heart disease and stroke. The American flag had 45 stars, and the population of Las Vegas was only 30.
Big Fatty, we bring more than that to Pride 48.
Crossword puzzles, canned beer, and iced tea hadn't been invented, and there was no Mother or Father's Day, and 2 out of every 10 adults couldn't read or write, and only 6% of all Americans graduated from high school. Y'all, there's just a couple of more of these. Oh, dear God, I see a couple of more of these little things I'm going to read to you. 18% of households had at least one full-time servant or domestic help. There were 230 reported murders in the entire U.S. And, it says here, people have changed.
Big Fatty, you can say that again, y'all. People have changed. Big Fatty.
And, y'all, I don't know. I don't know the time frame of Petticoat Junction. I don't know if that was back around 1910 or not. Y'all, I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe we can have somebody look that up for us. So, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, all week long, we've had those kids from the Dubious Intentions. And, Daniel, can you suggest someone to look that information up?
Uncle Joe moving kind of slow at the junction.
Well, go snap his suspenders and get him moving.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-878 and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.